here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? We are let loose on the air once a week to bring you the wacky, warped, and weird. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I can hardly contain myself.
And why is that, Daffodil?
Because we're playing something I really like.
And that is?
We're playing the pizza that ate Chicago.
Yes?
It's on my list of all-time favorite cheesy songs.
Yes? And what else are we playing?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes. Well, the thing is this, you know, who are these songs from, Daffodil?
These are from something called Snoopy's Classics on Toys.
There we go. We need to say what this thing is.
What's really cool about Snoopy's Classics on Toys is that the music is actually played on toy instruments.
Oh, yes. Well, you're going to tell them a bit more about that a little later on. And we're going to have a Catbox cover song. Now, I confess, I'll go on record as saying, we keep digging this out of the cat box because there's not a lot of cat box cover songs out there. Every so often, I gotta get the shovel and just dig down for, maybe an hour and a half, and dig out this song from the cat box and then put it on the turntable and get it ready to go. But, you know, it's a classic cat box cover song. You gotta hear it to believe it.
Yeah, we just keep... Sometimes it's hard to find good ones.
Yes.
And sometimes you may find that we might play Catbox cover song now, and it might be this song. And then, you know, a couple months from now, it might be the same song, but a different performer.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're starting off the show, though, with Claude Desjean. He's a semi-regular on the show, with Proud Mary coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Ray Sakura and I Feel the Earth Move. A couple late 60s, early 70s cover songs right here on...
The Earth is Moving on Cheese, Please.
Thank you. rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Helping you shot with appropriate music from Claude Dijon and Proud Mary. And before that, we have Ray Secor and I Feel the Earth Move. Man, I
wish... Very Muzak-y kind of version.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, you know? If you're shopping right now, hey, we're trying to get you in the mood to groove down the aisle in front of the produce section. Well, we're trying anyway.
We figure if you're dancing, you'll spend more money.
Yeah, and you know what? I kind of like this stuff because... A lot of the stores these days, they have all that foreground music, you know, all the hit stuff. I just want to get into the groovy sounds of Muzak. I know I'm weird, but I don't care.
That's okay. That's why you're here.
Exactly. My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to this week's edition of Cheese Please.
Yeah, and we're profiling Snoopy's classic on toys. And you're a little excited this week.
I am, because you're playing my favorite song, and I just learned something really cool about my favorite song that I didn't know before.
Well, don't hold it
back.
Well,
first off, Snoopy's classics on toys are two French composers and musicians who did this to pay the bills.
Are you
because
sure?
Because they wanted to be classical musicians.
Are you sure they're French? You paused there.
French-Canadian.
Oh, okay, good.
I paused because their names disappeared and I can't tell you who they are, but believe me, they're French-Canadian.
Well, that's fine.
But I never realized until just this very minute.
Yes?
That The Pizza That Ate Chicago?
Yes.
Was written?
Yes.
By Tom Paxton.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Tom Paxton is?
Sort of, but...
So the guy who wrote The Marvelous Toy, Rambling Boy, Whose Garden Was This, The Last Thing on My Mind, A Bottle of Wine, wrote The Pizza That Ate Chicago.
Oh, okay. The Marvelous Toy, that was done by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I think we played that once, didn't we?
That is true, yes.
If we did, we'll play it again. We're going to hear Puff the Magic Dragon shortly by Snoopy's Classic on Toys, made famous by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes.
Well, we're starting off with,
The Pizza That Ate Chicago.
Where are we? Right here on?
Cheese, please.
There we go.
One morning in Chicago, where the wind comes off the lake. A slow and sleepy pizza man had a pizza pie to bake. He gathered his ingredients and quickly rolled his dough. He twirled it and he tossed it. Holy cow, where did it go? The dough flew out the window and went flying down the street. And as it flew, it grew and grew, this wheel of whirling wheat. This spinning mass of flour acting like a hurricane. It kept on growing larger till it finally became the giant pizza.
Double cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovy!
That ate Chicago! The cheeses of Chicago all went flying off the shelves. They joined the giant pizza 'cause they could not help themselves. Tomatoes from the farm stands all discovered they could fly. They all went pop, 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 the giant pizza in the sky. The giant pizza.
Triple cheese.
The giant pizza.
Extra sausage.
The giant pizza.
No anchovies.
That ate Chicago. The pizza cast a shadow that was miles and miles wide. The smell of pepperoni kept the citizens inside. The spinning crust descended till, as everybody feared, with a telltale whiff of garlic, all Chicago disappeared. The giant pizza!
Triple cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovies!
That ate Chicago! Now when you order pizza and you start to salivate, just think of poor Chicago and its sad and tragic fate. When your guy twirls his pizza and he spins it in the air, if it comes back down, you're cool, but if it doesn't, then the giant pizza!
Triple cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovies!
That ate Chicago! The giant pizza!
Triple cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovies!
That ate Chicago!
Baby bird, love that.
okay, one, two, and say,
aww.
There we go. Snoopy's glasses are on toys with a few unknown kids. Singing very well, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes.
And before that, Daffodil's favorite number one song of all time, Snoopy's Classic on Toys version of The Pizza That Ate Chicago. And you have some more information.
Yes, apparently The Pizza That Ate Chicago is a parody of The Eggplant That Ate Chicago, which was a, I don't want to say parody, novelty, that's the word I'm looking for, a novelty song from 1967.
Oh, okay.
That was written by Norman Greenbaum.
Oh, Mr. Spirit in the Sky. And apparently he was a chef at one point. I think he probably went back to cooking after a couple songs.
Not sure. The only other thing I will tell you is that the Classics on Toys guys, the French Canadians I was talking about,
yes,
their names are Robert Laflon and Michael Laverdiere.
Oh, okay. So they made their mark in life with Snoopy's Classics on Toys, and that's our profile for this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and it's time to do this.
Oh, I gotta
push the button.
Raw, crumble my voice. I gotta stick my hand. It's a little risque. You remember? If don't
put
you
your hand
on
in the cat box.
There we go.
Cat box cover songs. Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sparrows.
This cat's a little.
Oh, no. Oh, hey, jeez,
nasty kitty. Oh, I don't know why I do this.
Because it's fun. That's why we do everything we do, because it's fun.
You get scratched by a cat. What are you talking about? That's not fun.
I feed the dog, you get scratched by the cat. It's all good.
Yeah, but the dog's invisible.
Yeah, but when you don't feed her, she's pretty vocal.
Fine. Anyway, let's focus on the song. It deserves to be dug out again and again and again because I can't believe this exists. Okay? That's how good and
how
appropriate this is.
How bad and appropriate this is.
This is a group called Silver Rain. We found an album somewhere, and it's their version of the Bee Gees classic, Stayin' Alive.
And we wish it would stay dead, but anyway,
no,
here we
no,
go.
No, 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 we take it up every so often. Right here on
Cheese, Please.
You can try to understand the New York Times.
I don't know what to say other than, well, let's try to bury it again.
And it goes back in the box.
And then I'll dig it out again sometime when...
When you're feeling nostalgic and you want to hear something really bad.
Well, actually, while that song was playing, I actually got out the mouthwash and washed my ears.
With mouthwash?
Well, that's the closest thing I had.
That sounds painful.
No. I just took a damp cloth and put mouthwash on it and just touched my ears just slightly while I took the headphones off because that song is just... Wow. I don't know.
Ear clogging?
Ear numbing.
Maybe it melts wax. Maybe that's what it's good for. It melts the wax in your ears.
Well, like I said, I didn't plan on mouthwash, but this bottle right here I thought I'd give it a try, you know. You never know. I'm daring to do the different here on the show.
That is a good way to describe it, yes.
Yes, on our Catbox cover song. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wound our way to the end of another weekly episode of Cheese Please.
I just realized something, Daffodil.
What's that?
Everything we played this week is a cover song.
Really?
Yeah, well, think about it. Yeah, I Feel the Earth Move, Proud Mary, Pizza 8 Chicago. That was sort of a parody. Okay, we're stretching a little bit on that.
But it is technically a cover song because it is someone else's song that they're doing.
Yes, and Puff the Magic Dragon and Stayin' Alive. Well, you know what that was.
I guess we'll have to wait and see if what comes out of the pneumatic tube is also a cover song.
Well, I don't know. I don't know for sure.
No, I don't know for sure either. I never do.
Let's flip the switch here. There you go. Oh, there it is.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes,
that's... Open the door. Hey, here we go. Okay. And just...
And then open the tube.
Oh, I always screw this up.
I know. I don't know why, and it sounds so painful.
There we go. Okay. And the piece of paper, I don't know if this is a cover or not. This is, Everybody Clap Hands. By Lenny Carson and the WizKids.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's a cover or not, but if it isn't, well, everything else on the show is a cover, so there you go.
So, it's kind of, I don't know.
You're speechless, Daffodil.
I'm often speechless when I'm dealing with you. It's kind of a common factor in our relationship.
So let me ask you, is it a compliment or not for you to say that?
That I'm speechless because of some of the things you say and do?
Yes.
Do you interpret that as a compliment?
Sure.
Then it's meant as a compliment.
Okay, there we go. Hey, look at that. We got to go anyway. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week. There will be more shenanigans.
Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Let's all get together. Everybody clap hands. Everybody make noise. Everybody make noise. The more noise, the better. Everybody make noise. Grab a knife, grab a fork, grab a dish if you wish. Bang it on the table. And while you're grabbing, just grab a gal and kiss her while you're able. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Take part in the party. Everybody clap hands. Dance, come along, do the things you wanna.
happy and make believe that you're the guest of honor. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Take part in the party. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Take part in the party. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Take part in the party.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.